Well, I'm Pastor Lisa, married to Pastor Dean. It's good to be back here with, I chose wisely too, to be back here with you folks here at Desert Hope. Your hospitality is overwhelming and your kindness is so encouraging. It's just a joy and a privilege to come and lead worship and share worship with you and bring a message from the Lord here with you as well. We're also equally excited because Pastor Dave told us that in August, you are getting a new pastor. If you haven't heard, well, I'm breaking the news to you. Pastor Kent Grothy and his wife, Kay, will be part of the family here in the middle of August. Dean and I are really excited because Kent and Kay are very good friends of ours. We've known them for ages, and we just know that by the grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, this is going to be a long-term ministry together with you and Kent and Kay. So we could not be more excited and more happy for y'all and for Kent and Kay as well. So, God's blessings to all of that. We're really excited for you. For that. So by show of hands, how many of you enjoy hiking? Oh, yay, good for you. Well. Okay, now again, many of you who raised your hands, how many actually go hiking? I mean, you may enjoy it, but how many of you actually go hiking? Well, there's a difference. I love watching baseball on TV. I don't play it. So, I mean, there's a difference between enjoying and participating. Well, Dean and I are avid hikers, and that's one of the many reasons why we moved to Green Valley, Arizona, from central Wisconsin, was the opportunity to do more year-round hiking.
Amen.
Yeah, and hiking in the mountains. We love mountain hiking. As a matter of fact, June 10th, we leave for the Sawtooth Mountains in Idaho to go hiking with our best friend and their four children and their poodle mix. Even the poodle has its own backpack. They're not carrying the food for Sisu or water. Sisu has their own backpack, as well as the four kids. So we look forward to doing that. And the thing about hiking, just for show and tell, to let you know, you have to have, the right kind of shoes. I just bought these at, where did we go? Just
Summit Hut.
Summit Hut, just down the, down the road a couple of miles. Good shoes, a little plug for them. You have to have hiking poles. Now, I'm a downhill skier my whole life. I was a ski patrol, and I would race. So I'm not used to using these things in hike. I'm more, using them for skiing. But I'm told these are good to have when you hike because they give you balance and take pressure off your hips and knees. So, okay, I'll do that. Being in Arizona, sun state, you got to have your hat when you hike. And I've embraced the whole cowgirl, cowboy thing here. So, yeah, this is my hiking hat. And you need packs, okay? This is a day pack for when you only hike, one time during the day. And you need to have in your pack, you have to have something called, you know what this is called, anybody? Bladder, right. A bladder or, a camel, because, of course, living in Arizona, keep hydrated, especially when you're hiking. So my day pack has this. And then I have another pack. Dean has one, too. This is the big hike, right? This is the big pack for when you hike and camp at the same time, all right? So if you're going to be out for more than a day, like a day or let's say for 500 miles backpacking, you need something like this, right? Oops, did I say 500 miles? Yes, I did say 500 miles. 7 years ago, and Jim, if you want to pull up that first picture, I'd appreciate that. 7 years ago, we took a 2-month sabbatical and went backpacking for 500 miles. It's, in northern Spain, it is a trail, a journey called the Camino de Santiago. And all right, you're all shaking your heads. Yes, you're kind of familiar with that. If you want to see a delightful fictional rendition of this pilgrimage, the movie is called The Way. Produced by Emilio Estevez and starring his dad, Martin Sheen. But it's through the northern Spain, and it was in 2015, right? So in 2014, we watched this movie, and Dean goes, you know, I want to do that. I went, oh, okay, well, you know, we're going to have to get ready for this trip, because it was a good idea. It was a very good idea. 500 miles through the mountains and the plain of Spain gives you plenty of time to reconnect with your spouse, gives you plenty of time, obviously, to reconnect with Jesus, and it gives you all kinds of time to meet people, because people from all over the world will walk the Camino. So I said to him, we've got to prepare for this, right? If we're going to do this, we need to prepare. So we had to change our diet. We had to get physically fit, buy equipment, all those kind of things. And so for a whole year, we prepared for this trip, right? And so here we are. Look at those faces. Here we are. Boy, what you don't know, right? You know, this is our happy idiots picture before we leave, right? At my folks' house. So, we stopped at my parents' house. They drove us to the airport, and we did 3 days in Paris. Then we took a train to Saint-Jean, which is Saint-Jean-Rosseville. And the first part of that is you have to go up and over the Pyrenees, all right? Jim, can you do the next picture, please? Thank you. So this is us before we went up and over the Pyrenees. 790 is kilometers, right? This is 800. This is before we did that, okay? We're still looking like the happy idiot. That's me, not knowing what we're getting into. But once you see what's out there. Jim, could you do the next slide, please? Thank you. When you know that you're going to be walking 500 miles of this type of road or mountains, you're not happy anymore. As a matter of fact, putting one foot in front of the other takes a lot of effort. And instead of looking happy, Jim, can we do that last slide? This is what you end up looking like, right? Guess whose boots there are? No, those are Dean's, size 12, you know. And being taller than me, he would always walk ahead of me. We gave up trying to walk side by side. So he was always ahead of me, so he'd get to sit down and rest first. And little did I know, he was resting a lot on this dream. And it was this point of the trip here where he turned to me and said, you know, honey, I can't do this anymore. You know, this was a good thing, you know, 13 months ago, but right now I'm tired. We've got, you know, 790 kilometers to go. I know, why don't we just take the bus to Madrid, because that was going to be our vacation. We'll take the bus to Madrid and we'll take a bunch of pictures and just send them home. Nobody will know the difference, right? Right? Yeah, he says amen. We were really pretty weary at this point, you know? And we all get weary at some point. Doesn't have to be hiking, but life can get like that, can't it? Right? You can do all the studying, get straight A's, do extra projects, be a good student, do all the right and good stuff, and yet you might be passed over for that college of your choice. Or maybe you just don't work 9 to 5, but you work 9 to 9, and you do the extra projects for the company, you're the team player, and yet again, you get passed over for the promotion or the raise, or worse, you get let go. Or maybe you spend your whole life hiking and eating your fruits and vegetables and living that good, wholesome, clean life, and the spot on your lawn, yes, it's cancer, and yes, it's terminal. Or maybe the thought of getting out of bed and just putting both feet on the ground and walking through another day makes you weary. We've all felt weary. We've all felt worn out. And in our text for today from Galatians, something was going on with that new church that Paul had founded in Galatia. The Galatian Christians had become weary. I don't know what it was, but they had quit doing the good things that the new life in Jesus Christ was to inspire. They had grown weary of this new thing called Christianity, so weary that they went back to the old ways. As you can see in this part of Galatians chapter 6, Paul is trying to tell them that the old ways, this whole bit about circumcision being your salvation, it ain't gonna work. It's this new life in the Spirit that works. And Paul should know about living life in the Spirit and being weary of doing good. I mean, look at his life, right? We think that it's so great that Paul went around sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, but because of that good work, Paul was beaten, he was ridiculed, he had his reputation so discredited, he was thrown overboard from a ship, and he was in prison. If anybody knew about weariness in well-doing, it was the Apostle Paul. So when Paul says, do not grow weary in doing good, but keep on doing good, because in due time you will reap a harvest, he knows what he is talking about. It's not only individuals who grow weary, but it's whole churches, isn't it? Right? It's been a long season for you folks, the good folks here at Desert Hope, a season of doing the right thing and waiting for that harvest of a new shepherd, right? You had your leadership team and you did your strength analysis about your congregation, and you got names of people who might be a good fit to lead, and they haven't always panned out. Churches can grow weary in doing good too. But the Apostle Paul says, do not grow weary in doing good, because in due time you will reap a harvest. And Paul knows of what he speaks. Well, how then do we not grow weary? Well, Paul has the answer here in the end of chapter 6. He said it is only by the cross of Jesus. It is only by his Spirit that we will find two things to help us as we grow weary, as we continue to put one foot in front of the other to do good. It is in the cross of Jesus we find two things that can help us keep on keeping on despite our weariness. First of all, in the cross of Jesus, in relationship with Jesus, we find the power. We find the power that we need to keep on keeping on in our weariness. In our Old Testament lesson for today, the prophet Nehemiah had words of encouragement for the Israelites once again. Once again, the Israelites found themselves in captivity. And this time it was going to be a long captivity. 70 years, in fact, stretched out before them. and they were weary. How can we sing our songs, they said. How can we sing our songs to the Lord in this strange land? And Nehemiah said, don't worry. In due time, you will be free. But for right now, celebrate. Have a feast. Have a festival. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And friends, in Christ, weariness happens. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says that that Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Jesus, in joy, left his heavenly home, became born in a stable, taught and healed, and was yet mocked and persecuted and died and rose again for the joy set before him. You know what that joy set before him is? It's you. You are the joy that Jesus died for and rose again. And if nothing else about Jesus, that fact that he so loves you enough to give up his life for you, that joy should enable and empower you to take one more step along the weary way, right? In your weariness, cling to the cross, press close to Jesus, because in Jesus there is power. And in Jesus there is purpose. There is purpose in following him. And Proverbs says, without purpose, without vision, the people will perish. They will get tired and weary. When Dean took that picture of his feet and turned to me and said, that's it, I ain't going no more, I'm catching the bus to Madrid. I was feeling a little weary too. I'm just not going to throw him under the bus. We had to remember our purpose for being on this pilgrimage. You know, certainly our purpose was to spend more time with each other. Certainly a purpose was to connect again with Jesus. You can't walk 500 miles by yourself and not help have a wonderful quiet time and solitude time with our Lord. Our purpose for taking this trip was to meet other people from around the world, because the world comes to the Camino. I mean, we met people from Australia, and we met people from Korea and people from Japan. And we met a lot of people from the United States. But our real purpose, can I say, was to prove to ourselves we could do hard things, right? It was to prove to ourselves that we could meet a challenge and come out strong on the other end. John 10:10, one of my most favorite scriptures, tells the reason why Jesus came for you, his joy and his delight. I have come, Jesus said, so that they may have life and have it to the full. And friends in Christ, if you are weary and well-doing, maybe the purpose, the path, the plan, whatever you may be doing may not be life-giving. Can I dare say that things that you choose to do in life should be things that bring the joy and the life of Jesus Christ to the people or the situations the Lord puts you in? If it is not life-giving, it is not of Jesus. If a plan drains you, if a purpose frustrates you, if a pathway makes you weary longer than day in and day out, that plan is not life-giving or life-bringing. Indeed, the plans of Jesus give us purpose. And the purpose we have as his followers is to bring life and bring life and light to the people we meet or the situations we may find ourselves in. I dare say, good people of Desert Hope, your weariness has come to an end, if I so can declare. Knowing Kent and Kay as we do, we know this is a wonderful match. It is a wonderful match. And together, you and Kent and Kay will be able to continue to share the love and the light of Jesus here in Tucson and in Pima County and in Arizona and the rest of the United States. I am sure of that. And us in the Camino, well, we did finish it. We did finish it. At that point, we took out the guidebook and we mapped out each day. The guidebook has sections. We said on this date we'll be here and this date we'll be here. And we got up and put one foot in front of the other again, right? My friends here at Desert Hope, do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. Continue to press into the power and the purpose and the love of Jesus. And you too will find the strength and the joy to keep on. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you that you have gifted us with your spirit, a spirit of joy, a spirit of purpose, and a spirit of strength. So Lord, help us always to remember that when we are weary, you are there with us. One foot in front of the other with us, O Lord, so that in due time we will reap a harvest for your kingdom today, tomorrow, and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.